was December the 6th, 1983. I was doing time for armed robbery. At 4 in the morning, I was sitting in my cell. I heard a whistle blow. Then I heard somebody yell.
There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. Up in cell block number 9.
Yes, my friend. Finally. There is a riot going on, and we owe it all to Manny, the producer of the hour at the Republic Broadcasting Network. Manny, thank you for getting our music back. It's a nice way to start the second hour of Take No Prisoners. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy, and it is my pleasure to have all you folks here tonight or later in the week when you download the program from the archives. Let me just remind you that the Collecting in Bankruptcy seminar is completely sold out. Of course, it's for free, but what I'm trying to say is that we have no space, not even standing room at this point. So you'll have to catch us perhaps in October for the 5-day Law Merchant Leadership Conference. We do have space for that. It is filling fast. And we're going to be bringing in some tremendous technology on top of our current and powerful BIC BIC presentation technology and the Hellfire enforcement strategies. If you'd like to call in tonight, the call-in number is 800-313-9443, although I know we have people hanging on the line, and I will get to a phone caller in just a moment, either this segment or right when we come back after the first quick break. We've announced P-File at Hush.com, P as in Peter, File at Hush.com, a service being operated by some folks who have performed successfully various filings and apostilles, and they're going to be making that service available to patriots. That, if you're interested, send an email with your situation to that file. Do not expect an answer for a couple of weeks. They are still working out details. Notary Depot at Hush.com if you need a BIC notary. That's a nice place to go. And I invite everyone to join us in October for the Law Merchant Leadership Retreat. It's going to be quite an extravaganza. And we have an awful lot of events planned day and night, including the wonderful catered dinners as well, which we're going to be having Saturday night in September at the Collecting in Bankruptcy Seminar. Friends, the Collecting in Bankruptcy Seminar is also going to focus on foreclosure, not as the primary topic, but we're going to be discussing commercial liens and foreclosure strategies, including unlawful detainer strategies, because they work hand in hand with foreclosure, since the primary reason people resort to foreclosure is to prevent the sale of their house, or at least to slow it down. That said, we're discussing trial by notary, for lack of a better expression. And it's the utilization of one of the most powerful international public officers there is, a notary public, to summon and subpoena third-party defendants in to a three-panel assembly of notaries public, or less. It could be a single notary, but I'll tell you why the three-panel is looming very large in my thinking, after the break. And the very first thing after the break is that we are going to go to, let me see if I can see here, to Rhonda in Missouri right after the break. So Rhonda and whoever else is holding, don't go away. My apologies for the delay. Folks, you're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permanent hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
They act like they can take it with them when they go. That sort of sounds like a microcosm of the entire United States, doesn't it? Friends, welcome back to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy. Rhonda, are you there?
Hi, Sam.
Hi, Rhonda. My apologies. We kept you waiting a whole hour here. But sometimes we get into these topics, and I know people are sitting there getting bored, and we figured we'd get some of the material out as quickly as we can. So, Rhonda, where are you located?
Missouri.
And what can I do for you?
I heard you talk before about, you know, possibly maybe bringing claims against each other, suits against each other for practice. So that's kind of what I've been doing in on a traffic case that I got last December. Got arrested for saying I had a domicile. Imagine that. Took to jail, thrown in jail overnight. But anyway, it's been going on all summer. I accepted everything for value from the very beginning, put in a notice to cancel hearing, notice of settlement. Of course, they just walked all over that. So last Friday.
Where are you at? Where are you at now, Rhonda?
Okay, last Friday was the sentencing, and so I had a notary present to the bailiff a packet with a bonded promissory note and fiduciary instructions and foreign advisory and that type of thing. They have a $250 bond of mine that they got that night that I signed as agent under duress. And so I haven't heard anything from them. Tomorrow is the last day when the time is up. Now, I noticed you talked about before bringing them in as a third-party defendant, or but since we've already had the sentencing, should I just go ahead and liquidate if they don't just count properly?
You sound pretty knowledgeable, and I can't really tell you specifically what to do. I can tell you what I think about in situations where we're beyond sentencing.
Okay.
I think in those situations, if sometimes the party has effectively separated themselves from the defendant and made it clear that there are other liable parties, most often that has not been successfully executed, and so they keep coming at you. They can try that defendant and sentence it till they're blue in the face, and they have every reason to do that because all they have to do is issue an arrest warrant or some other document to bring the defendant back in for failing to present itself at the incarceration facility or something of that sort. And they know they can rely upon the police to do that because the police aren't concerned with issues of jurisdiction. So I think in any situation, first of all, in all of these situations, I like to remain entirely on the private side if at all possible. We've seen many situations where patriots have been advised that a warrant has been issued for your arrest, you need to report to the court, and it's a bunch of hooey. There may in fact be a warrant in the computer, but it's not released to the police agencies. And a warrant isn't necessarily a bench warrant for an arrest. There are a dozen different types of warrants that could have been issued. A warrant could be an order to close the case. So if at all possible, we'd like to remain on the public, on the private side. If we feel we have to intervene on the public, remember, any participation whatsoever is suggestive of the presumption that we are functioning as a defendant. So if I'm going to participate on the public side, I like to make it absolutely clear that my capacity is to collect the liability that is owed me. And I would do that by prosecuting third-party defendants. And the best way to prosecute a third-party defendant being the parties that are holding the liability, the named beneficiaries on the bonded promissory notes would be one example. The best way to solicit their compliance is to put them in a situation in which they will not be able to lie their way out of it. That means putting them in under oath. And the process I'm talking about tonight could be one very effective way that they get the message, you are not going to walk away from this. There are going to be three notaries so that if you try and arrest those notaries, there will be a public outcry, and this will have to be taken up with the Secretary of State. Now, I'm not sufficiently naive, Rhonda, to suspect that the Secretary of State would defend 20 notaries. But when it's three notaries in a panel, or you want to have fun, assemble 21 notaries internationally, do it by a video deposition. We all have $35 little cameras that fit on Skype that could easily be arranged. And a video deposition with these notaries would also establish the fact, as many notaries as you want, because they're not going to show anyway. The notaries will show, but the summoned parties will find some way not to show. They cannot show. There isn't a circumstance I can imagine where a sitting judge, who should not be sitting, by the way, if he's a third-party defendant, or a clerk is going to appear to be deposed by the notary. So what options will they have? They will either go in dishonor, or they will hire an attorney to try and quash the subpoena, or they will issue a summons or a subpoena for their court to bring the notary in. Now, imagine a defendant in a case sitting as judge in his own case and then issuing subpoenas to quash subpoenas from other jurisdictions and to bring them in criminally. Can you imagine the scandal that will create? This starts to become a media situation. Now, the media is going to say, a notary calling a deposition? Well, actually, Mr. Jones, that's a normal part of notary functions, and notaries very often take depositions. Here's a judge who was named as a liable party in a case. For instance, you know, a case where the judge was driving the car behind and rear-ended the cars in front, and he's still sitting hearing the case and refuses to come in. Do you think that's worthy of page one in your newspaper? So this is a way to move it into a political arena. This is a way to increase the pressure on the judge to know that if he takes a reckless action, there is a chance that he won't be able to defend himself, especially when he sees he is holding the instrument, he is liable, and these people know what they're doing. It's an escalation beyond most anything that they have seen before.
Well, I figured this one...
It can be backed up with criminal complaints, proposed criminal complaints, which we already have drawn up in our law merchant package, as are the notary depositions and that sort of thing. However, I still haven't answered your question, believe it or not, Rhonda. I am just running at the mouth. However, any of these things would be, in addition, would be to support the most important element in a post-sentencing situation, and that is the other party's confession to two things: that they are the successor surety for the liabilities of the defendant, and they are the ones who have to report to the prison. We have no objection to the order. We have no objection to the commitment order. We have no objection to the psych evaluation. Do anything you want, but I think you need to bring that woman in front of the bar, Judge, because here are the public records. Has this court not received notice by way of public certified or registered public records that Ms. Jones is the confessed surety for the defendant and has agreed to pay its liabilities? Why haven't you brought her down here? That's what I'd be looking at on the public side. It's the what we call the rescission package. Now, the rescission package is a critical element, I believe, in the hellfire enforcement strategies that I've been hammering away at, both on the air for those people who can't attend a law merchant retreat and in person at the law merchant retreats. Now, Rhonda, were you an attendee at one of the retreats?
No, I haven't been, unfortunately.
So you're working with somebody who was, apparently.
We did a seminar up here with Winston up in our town, and been listening to you ever since I found you on the air, and kind of been studying this for the last 3 years or so.
All right, so you're winging it because we haven't had yet the conference, and that's not to say that you may not have prodigious skills. There are many fine people out there. There are many people out there who don't listen to me because they know a lot more than me, and I appreciate their knowledge, and I even approach my own seminars as a beginner. I always try to take away more than I've brought to the seminar, and I do. I meet fascinating, experienced people with tremendous knowledge in various areas, and you may be one of those, or you may be somewhere in the middle. So if you're in the middle, you really need to be working with a mentor who can help you, and if you send me an email, I'll send you out excuse me, some links to folks who may be able to round that out. But it sounds like you have your hands on our material. I always think that's dangerous without the training, and it may prove to be in your case. It's at your own risk. You have to own the process, but under option 3 and option 4 in the stage 1 presentation folder is the rescission package, and that is a critical element to be able to deliver a notice of rescission to all the parties, including the marshals or the sheriffs, depending upon the level you're at, and the appropriate policing agencies, that we have no objection, but you got to go bring them in. And we'll continue this discussion, my friends, after the next break. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy. Don't even know my own name.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Floor this morning, my head felt like somebody been a-walking on it. I don't know how I got here, I don't remember nothing at all.
Welcome back, friends. That little intro song is for all of our friends in prison who read our transcripts. I don't make those transcripts, by the way. Various listeners are self-motivated to do that. We appreciate that. And I know they find their way into the prisons. And some of the greatest commercial technology has come forth out of the prisons. And some very bright people who have, whose straw people have been sentenced in their stead and who are serving their time. So, Rhonda, does that answer your question? I'm not sure there was a question there.
Well, not really in any danger of the fines that the straw man had ended up being less than what they stole from me that night. So that's why I thought.
So there was no prison sentence here.
Oh, and actually, if they don't send me, I figure that if they don't send me back my $250, they're in dishonor.
Yes. So there's no prison sentence here.
No.
Oh, my. And I wasted all that time. Rhonda, I'm going to call your judge and ask him to resentence you to at least 18 months.
don't do it.
All right, thank you for calling, Rhonda. Sounds like you're doing good work. Look, if you get a chance, do join us in October. It's a crazy meeting. It's like nothing I've ever experienced. It's a moving experience, and I'm looking for people like you who are taking their steps, who are doing their research. You know, I've seen some people suffer terrible ordeals just from traffic situations. Don't anybody out there think that a traffic situation is benign. But suing oneself, suing a friend in court who's got a bad credit rating, that could be a benign situation. That's a real good opportunity to garner a judgment, which can then be taken into bankruptcy court. We'll be talking about that next week at the free seminar. Thanks, Rhonda. Claudia, are you there? Claudia, are you on the phone? Last chance. Claudia, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Sam. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Claudia. Barely. How are you?
Okay. How are you?
Good. Thank you for holding. We're a little shy on time, Claudia. I do want to get to this this three-day offer of immunity that we've rewritten. So I'm going to get right to your question, if you don't mind. I trust all is well. Claudia is a former attendee at the original Law Merchant Leadership Conference. What's up, Claudia?
Yes. Okay, this case with the bank that I have. I did a certificate of non-performance because the judge stole the funds. Now, I'm going to be sending that to him. Can I send a distraint warrant at the same time?
You're talking about a distress warrant. And the distress warrant technology that we've reviewed as a Hellfire strategy is something that is issued by the Secretary of the Treasury. You probably best go back to the programs from a couple of weeks ago when we discussed that. It may have been 2 or 3 weeks ago. But any officer of the United States who fails to transfer funds to Treasury is subject to the Comptroller General establishing an account for those funds and then demanding of the Secretary of Treasury the issue of distress warrants into those federal districts. So we shortcut that by making a demand of the Secretary of the Treasury for distress warrants.
Well, this is the notice of stolen funds. Now, it says here a pending judicial case. He's already given
pending
judgment.
Pending or adjudicated judicial case.
Oh, okay, so I could say adjudicated.
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
You best read 28 U.S.C. 2041.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, okay. Now, one more thing. They never did. I mean, I put in the notice of counterclaim, and they completely ignored that. The attorney just sent me a notice for discovery, so he can come and.
I hear that a million times. You know, if one more person comes to me and says they ignored that, I'm going to bop them on the head because that's all they can do. If you've done a private notice of counterclaim, it's a private document, they cannot bring it into the public side. If you didn't mark it private and they interpret it as evidence, they'll send it back, and they're not tampering necessarily because you didn't intend it as evidence.
Okay, well, they filed it. It's file stamped.
If you put in that's not what you want necessarily on a private notice of counterclaim. If it's a public notice of counterclaim, one with a normal court caption, is that the one you put in?
It's got the Admiralty Court caption on it.
Yes, and that would be the public notice of counterclaim. And we only use that if we feel we have to. But if we've gone that route, I'll say it again. My friends, I've been saying it for weeks, if not months, on this program. If you don't enforce your position by bringing them into a scenario where they believe they will have to testify under oath as to the disposition of funds, then you're going to lose. So it's not enough to put something in. You have to follow it up. And we reviewed a whole bunch of strategies to do that at that conference. Let me refresh your memory on a couple of them. If you're going to stay on the public side, they would be a petition to compel specific performance on the notice of counterclaim, a petition for summary judgment based upon the pleadings, a petition to compel their performance on the petition for summary judgment, etc., etc. We'll pick this up, my friends, after the break. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stick with us, Claudia.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permanent hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Perkylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Perkylite, with its exclusive black Perky filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Perkylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Perkylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, welcome to America. Glad you made it. On the left, you'll notice...
Welcome back, my friends. You're listening to the last half hour of the Sunday night edition of Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. Claudia, are you still with us?
I'm still here, yes.
Very good. I think it's a matter of enforcement. I say that all day long to people.
Right.
And I can't choose the tools that people use, but I can only say that if it was me, I intend to move as quickly as possible to enforcing anything I put in. I don't want to put in idle documents. I don't like doing process just for the sake of doing process. I've worked too many cases with people where that's what happens, where we get to a stage where they have to really extend themselves now and commit to, well, I'm going to take this on fully and I'm going to defend my turf. And they're not willing to do that. And their reasoning is, I have too much to lose. There's too much at risk. And I appreciate that. I would never argue otherwise with them. Everybody has to make their own decision. Me, I don't consider I have much of anything to risk. I know who I am, and no one has a right to tread or impair upon the contracts that I make. But it's taken me many years to arrive at that knowledge and understanding and belief system. And once you arrive there, there's no going back from that. So everybody's got to make their own decision as to what they're comfortable with. But with a notice of counterclaim, it really depends on where the case is going. I would immediately move them to act on it. And the way you do that is with a petition for summary judgment. You're familiar with those, correct?
Yes.
And if they don't act on that within a certain number of days, let's say 10 days, I would put in a petition to compel specific performance. And if they don't act on that within 10 days, a petition to bring them in for a show cause hearing as to why they shouldn't be held in contempt. At that point, they will act. They'll probably deny the summary judgment. That's why the private procedures are so necessary and why I would rather take it to them in any one of a dozen different venues that we have, whether it be notary deposition, starting an action in another court or something of that sort, where they don't have control and now they understand they will face subpoena, and they better have a very crafty attorney to argue for them, because I'm not going to let them quash my subpoena. I hope that helps, Claudia.
Yes, okay.
All right, very good. Nice talking with you. Now, my friends, I wanted to read the three-day offer of immunity as it's been amended. This is in my mind, this is a critical document. It's really not critical to enforcement. It's critical to having the scriptural and divine right to be enforcing your remedies, because we provide an offer to people to do the right thing, an offer for them to act honorably, and we provide an opportunity to save our brother instead of condemn him. I am deeply concerned that my recent payment of $5 million presented to you under notary seal on or about January 1st has disappeared, and that notary public John Jones has issued a protest identifying a theft of public funds belonging to the United States Treasury while in your possession, excuse me, and certifying the accrual of a reportable gain, your confessed liability on the instrument, and your stipulation to its value and validity. Prior to issuing subpoenas for your deposition, presenting the confession to the grand jury, and reporting the theft to the Criminal Investigation Division of IRS, I thought I would provide a good faith and opportunity for you to review the proposed criminal complaint and misprison reports with outside counsel familiar with the peculiarities of the U.S. bankruptcy and crimes in the Admiralty. Now, that's the two-sentence opening paragraph, and it is a mouthful. But understand, if I was in a judge's position or a clerk's position and I received a letter like that, I would certainly know that this guy means business. He is telling me that he intends to move this to CID, report a taxable gain, report the theft of funds, and either I'd be laughing in my shoes, theft of funds, he doesn't have a prayer in the world, or I'd be feeling that a little bit of fear rising in the belly, and I'd want to see the attached documents. Either way, I'd be curious enough to review the attached documents. And if the attached documents, for instance, are a proposed criminal complaint subject to your editing written across it in proposed draft criminal complaint written across it in red ink, in which you're telling him, you're giving him the opportunity to edit out any corrections subject to your editing and corrections, then that's one of those little flares that shows you know who you are. You're not being flamboyant, but you're being absolutely confident that this is what's going to happen. I've got the documents ready, Judge. So it's up to you as to what happens. And here are their choices. If you wish to account for the funds, please exhibit within the same deadline an adjusted statement of accounts, certified true and correct, evidencing full credit and closure of the public case. I would also ask for release of all of my collateral and perhaps myself if circumstances warrant. Next paragraph. Alternatively, you may return the instrument for cause annexed to the drawee's notice of dishonor or protest so that I might correct any defects. In other words, I'm happy to take it back if it's defective. You just have to show me the evidence of that. You can't just reject the check because it's on red paper. Although I've seen that done by the state of New York. They rejected corporate dissolution papers because it didn't have a blue backing page. Your tax dollars at work. Next paragraph. If you prefer to stand on your confession, and then there's a little footnote, enlightening them to theft within the special maritime jurisdiction, enticement to slavery, et cetera, down below. You may simply remain silent if you prefer to stand on your confession. Notice we didn't say you may do nothing, and if you remain silent, you'll be in agreeing. No. He's already confessed. It's certified, and it's registered. So we say, if you prefer to stand on your confession, you may simply remain silent, return the instrument without attachments, continue the distraint on my interest, in other words, keep it up, or issue additional deficient accountings, an unverified rebuttal. In other words, your lawyer sends a letter that we object to everything in your letter. Well, that's not going to cut it. So you can continue to issue additional deficient accountings, an unverified rebuttal, or further orders requiring me to falsely confess to being a United States person. You may or may not want that last part of the sentence in, because up until now the sentence, the document has been written entirely in public policy. Basically, where's the funds? When you start talking confession of enticing me into slavery by ordering me to present myself as a United States person, now we're talking about statutory regulation. But all of them know that involuntary slavery is against even their fictional laws. So to continue, that paragraph says, please be advised that upon the notary certifying your declining immunity, you will be confessing judgment and stipulating your agreement to, and then we have a list of what was, I believe, three items, and now it's four. Item number one, still on the first page, the issuance of a distress warrant by the U.S. trustee. Just by saying the U.S. trustee instead of the Secretary of the Treasury, we're showing a certain... It's like giving an elbow to somebody, you know, a little jab when you're telling a funny story or sticking an exclamation point in a sentence. We're saying, hey, we know the story, do you? By the issuance of a distress warrant by the U.S. trustee to the district marshal to liquidate the funds from your public hazard bond. Previously, we have found that the party becomes uninsurable for public service, and that's true. We've got enough of those under our belt to know that that's what happens once liquidation is completed. Number two, they will be confessing judgment and stipulating their agreement to. Number two, the reporting of the full amount of the instrument as a personal gain on a 1099-C for collection by IRS. Again, folks, this is for entertainment only. I am not recommending these procedures. Everyone needs to consider what is right and wrong for them. Number three, service, again, this is their confessing judgment and stipulating their agreement to. Number three, service of the proposed draft notice of taking deposition with subpoena, whereby you will enjoy, with subpoena, whereby you will enjoy an opportunity to clear your name under penalty of perjury, account for the money, and explain your authority to adjudicate a case in which you have been named a third-party defendant before a three-member multi-jurisdictional notary public panel convened pursuant to specific authority under Section 135 New York Executive Law, period. Now, you see what we just did? We thrust not only public policy under his nose, but that last fragment which says, you will have the opportunity to explain your authority to adjudicate a case in which you have been named a third-party defendant should be very scary to a high percentage of judges, because it really manifests the incredible arrogance of being named as a defendant in a case and continuing to sit there. Would you dare sit there if your car had been the one that rear-ended mine that I'm getting sued on? Would you dare? Of course not, because you know, A, you would lose your job, B, you would probably go to prison for impersonating an official and for tampering with public process. So we're thrusting it under his face in terms he can interpret. It continues, the notaries, meaning that three panel, that three-judge panel, that three-magistrate panel, which is really what it is, the notaries are duty-bound, you'll see where that language comes from, to issue subpoena upon request for your appearance and production of certified records and a complete certified accounting as required under the full faith and credit provision of California Government Code Section 8205A3. Now, then we have indented an outtake from New York Executive Law Section 135, and I just read you that at the beginning of the program. And I condensed it here to say every notary public duly qualified is hereby authorized and empowered within and throughout the state to administer oaths and affirmations, to take affidavits and depositions, dot, dot, dot. Skip to the end of that code. It says to exercise such other powers and duties as by the laws of nations and according to commercial usage. Notice, according to commercial usage, that brings the whole UCC in, or by the laws of any other government or country may be exercised, blah, blah, blah. Now, why did I quote California Government Code up above? Why did I mention it as an authority? You don't need to mention it. The New York law is sufficient if you're in New York, but the California Government Code says they are duty-bound to do that, not just that a notary has this power, but that they are duty-bound to do it. So I'm increasing the strength. On the other hand, I'm giving them an argument to get out of it. Well, California law doesn't apply here. So you may just want to stick with the New York law if you're in New York, or your law, wherever you are. Next paragraph. It's part of number three. In the event of noncompliance, the notaries will be duty-bound to issue an arrest warrant and contempt citation upon request for failure to comply pursuant to Ohio Revised Code Section 147.07. And that's where we then have an indented excerpt of 147.07, which says, in taking depositions, he shall have the power that is by law vested in judges of county courts to compel the attendance of witnesses and punish them for refusing to testify, blah, blah, blah. That is really important to note. So I'm bringing Ohio in. Normally, I don't quote their statutes. I may reference them, which I normally don't do anyway. But certainly, I don't quote, but this is actually the way attorneys present their letters if there's something important. So I'm using their form so that they don't have to do the research for something that's critical to the process. Let them see what we're doing. And they understand full faith and credit. So that's how we're bringing notary trial by notary into, because that's what it is, folks, when they bring them in for a deposition. That will cement the case when they are testifying under oath. They can't appear. They won't be there. And we want to use this. If they don't show, we go ahead with the deposition, but we depose ourselves. We can name ourselves as a deponent as well as them. Depose everybody that day. Even though they don't normally do it that way, why not do it that way? It's our law. It's our regulations. Let's do it that way. And we send the deposition on with their default upon it. So we've won both civilly as well as possibly criminally as needed. The idea of the criminal sanctions is that letting them know is that they have a battle on their hands and there's a chance they may have to testify. In other words, drop the case. Number four, the filing of the criminal complaint by legal fiction Sam Kennedy pursuant to your confession and any other charges which may arise from interfering with the above lawful procedures with the U.S. attorney and, if necessary, directly with the grand jury in the event the U.S. attorney demurs. In my experience, grand juries are spellbound when a private party makes direct presentation of official misconduct, including the efforts of U.S. attorneys to shield the prosecution. So that's there's more, of course, to the 3-day offer of immunity. But those are the four points now that we're actively thrusting under their nose. And I would support it with a proposed draft copy of a notice of taking deposition for the notary or a proposed subpoena from the notary, which would not ask for editing them, but certainly would give them the idea, although they know what a subpoena looks like. They are, after all, a clerk of court and a judge and a prosecutor, more than likely. And I might support it with the criminal complaint if I felt that, I hate to use the word threat, but there's very other little way in the English language, at least, to describe this. It's letting them know what's coming, and I might want them to see a copy of the criminal complaint, which might include a second criminal complaint if the U.S. attorney fails to give you access to the grand jury. You might also include a proposed draft copy of the 1099-C and your proposed demand for a trustee's investigation to the U.S. trustee. So now, any judge receiving this, if it's short and sweet, just these three pages, the notary's cover letter, and maybe a separate stapling with the 1099-C on top, that ought to get his attention, with the proposed draft copy in handwritten red across it. That would get him thumbing through that packet and ship it on up to him or her, have it served upon them. That's what I would do. And if we don't hear in 3 days, we go ahead with the enforcement strategies. Notary issues subpoena, the treasury liquidation unfolds, 1099-C goes in, maybe a CID liquidation unfolds, the subpoenas may be issued, and we take the fellow in our group who's the specialist in grand juries and say, let's get the ball rolling. So there are many, and this is just a fraction of the enforcement strategies that are available and that we'll be going into in October. I'm trying to do the best I can on the program. I know it's hard to get it all, but you have the core right now of the revised 3-day offer of immunity. Please don't use any of this unless you know what you're doing. Don't use it indiscriminately. We'll be back after the next break to wrap up this segment of Take No Prisoners.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
The boogie train, it's a boogie thing.
It's the Boogie Train. I'm not sure what that means, folks, but it's nice to have some live music to keep us all awake at this hour, isn't it? Welcome back. This is the final segment of Take No Prisoners at the Republic, at the Republic Broadcasting Network. It sounds like my voice is abandoning me at just the right time. And after 2 hours, you've probably had your fill of Sam Kennedy. I know I have. So thank you for joining me. I suggest that Notary Depot, I suggest that notary deposition can be a potent tool in our arsenal. It is not for everyone, and if it's undertaken, calling another party other than yourself in for the deposition, then there are certainly going to be some risks involved. My view on those risks is, how much is it? I accept that charge, and how much is it going to cost me? Here's my promissory note. You know, let's not even go a step further. But that would not necessarily be everyone's view on it, of course. So if one was to convene that panel, then we would have to have a logistical mechanism for having all three notaries hear the testimony, hear the deponent's representations simultaneously, and some facility to bring the deponent into, which very often could be a public library or other public building like that. My friends, we have 2 minutes left. I'm sorry for those we left hanging on the phone call. My apologies. Call us next Saturday. Actually, next Saturday we'll be in seminar, and Sunday we'll be finishing up the collecting and bankruptcy seminar. We will try and hold the program live from there, and we will take calls for that. So please call back then. My apologies for not getting to your calls tonight. And if you were left hanging on the phone, send me an email, please, at takenoprisoners@hush.com, and I'll answer your question that way. Even though I have not been taking emails mostly this week, I'm really hibernating in preparation for the seminar next week. I can't promise it will be stupendous. I will bring everything I have to bear on the subject of collecting in bankruptcy. And if you'd like to really get into this BIC technology and enforcement strategies, what you heard in the last hour tonight on a trial by notary is pretty much a sample of how it's going to go for those 5 days. We hammer away at technology after technology, and then people have a chance to decide what they feel is going to be most valuable for them and will fit within their zone of comfort. And it's a wonderful opportunity for us to share experiences at that conference, not just my experiences, but others' experiences, who help us isolate and focus on those things that have a higher percentage of working in your hands. So this brings us to the close of another episode of Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I hope it was of value to you. Remember, be cautious in what you use, and everything that I said tonight was for your entertainment only. My friends, it's an honor to be here. Thank you for joining me. Join me next Saturday. It'll be a repeat next Saturday, but join me next Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for another edition live from the Collecting and Bankruptcy Conference of Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy. Thanks for joining me, and God bless.
It's true.